2 years ago, Republican Congressman Rodney Davis won one of the tightest races in the country.
But this year, he's up against perhaps the worst political environment for Republicans that he's had to face.
That's Dave Wasserman from the Cook Political Report. I'm Dana Vollmer, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Friday, October 23rd. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now, let's lead off with things tightening up in the closely watched 13th Congressional District race. Ryan Denham has more.
The 13th District is one of the most important races on the ballot for Bloomington Normal. Republican Congressman Rodney Davis is trying to hold on to his seat against Democratic challenger Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan, who he defeated by just 2,000 votes 2 years ago. It's a district drawn by Democrats to give a Democrat a chance, and that's apparently happening. The nonpartisan Cook Political Report now rates the 13th District as a toss-up. The race previously leaned in Davis's favor. Cook's U.S. House editor Dave Wasserman says recent polling shows Joe Biden pulling ahead of President Trump in this district.
Davis may need to convince some voters to cross over from the top of the ticket and support him to remain in office.
Trump won the district by 5 percentage points back in 2016. Davis has closely aligned himself with Trump and serves as honorary co-chair of his re-election in Illinois. Wasserman says Trump's unpopularity is giving Londrigan an edge over Davis.
But this year, he's up against perhaps the worst political environment for Republicans that he's had to face.
Other analysts also show it's a tight race. Roll Call and Inside Elections also rate it as a toss-up. The sprawling 13th District stretches through Bloomington Normal, Champaign-Urbana, and Springfield down to the metro east suburbs of St. Louis. I'm Ryan Denham.
Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. McLean County health officials announced 34 new confirmed coronavirus cases yesterday. The county's testing positivity rate rose to 4.4%, while our region's positivity rate is approaching the 8% threshold that could trigger mitigations. The Bloomington Normal area's economy is still down over 5,000 jobs from this time a year ago, suggesting the pandemic's impact still very much so lingers. And the McLean County Clerk and the Bloomington Election Commission say they have not been notified that any of the election systems have been compromised after the FBI announced attempts at foreign interference in U.S. elections. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. The first candidate for Bloomington mayor has emerged since Terry Renner announced he won't seek a third term. Michael Straza was planning to run for city council in Ward 5 next spring. Now he's running for mayor. The entrepreneur and business consultant tells Ryan Denham how his plans changed.
I've been in this community for at least 37 years. I love this community. I've been part of it. And I've always wanted to be more and more involved with the city. And as I announced, about 4 weeks ago about being in Ward 5, I was, want to concentrate on that. But then when this opportunity came up, it was always a plan of mine to run for mayor. And when I, realized that Mayor Renner was not seeking another term, I felt this was a great time to share my vision and lead in the way of being mayor. So, and also, like I said, talking to people currently in the community, a lot of the values and things people were sharing were similar to what I was trying to enact.
So I know you've been talking to voters in the ward you were going to run in, but now that you're running for mayor citywide, what are going to be the issues that you push to the forefront of your campaign, and is it going to be any different?
Well, yeah, it's different, but it's not different. Again, it's the whole community. It's all parts of the community. We're a very diverse community, and that's one of the things too is knowing that we are a very diverse community. And as a mayor, you have to look at that in the vision for the community is what is good for the whole of the community, and that's what I'm looking at. Is infrastructure is always a key thing. We need to invest in our infrastructure. There's some things that need to continue to improve, and they are doing it. City Manager Tim Gleason's done a great job. We just got to keep on improving in that. And so I want to work on that. I want to work on just building through this COVID-19. My strength, one of my strengths is working with people, developing business, developing an economic plan to, get us back on our feet through this COVID thing, because it's really put a hurt on a lot of industries, especially the service industry. So that is, lends to my expertise, is basically bringing people together and bringing the vision, making the vision happen.
Can you expand on your economic plan? I mean, the federal government has a role in COVID recovery. State government has a role. What is the city government's role?
Well, I think it's several things that for city government. We have to look at is, what is our current role? One is to support businesses. I mean, you did some of that with the downtown area by having open air places for people to eat and be able to be around in a safe way. We need to continue to look at that and look at the unique ways outside of the box we've always looked at is how do we help individuals, from funding to finding the funding to figuring out ways to loans, grants, things like that. And then just looking at overall sitting down and listening to the owners and saying, what is it you need? What is something that we can help you with and see if it's possible? If it's not steady, it's somebody in our community can. We just have to make sure that I think the communication, we just got to continue to improve that in communication with people in our community to make sure they have all the resources possible.
That's Bloomington mayoral candidate Michael Straza speaking with Ryan Denham. See more of this interview at WGLT.org. Before we let you go, tonight at 8, you can hear the second episode of our new arts and music series, WGLT Presents, featuring the Heartland Festival Orchestra. That's it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.